right, everybody. This is Stelly FD.
And Heat and Shot.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to do a rapid-fire tip-only episode about landing pages.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So we've never done this before.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of an experiment. Heaton is just like, he's standing up from his chair. He's like, I need energy. I need to stand for this. I'll do the same. I'll follow suit. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about landing pages, but instead of just giving you tips or general thoughts on this topic, we'll go back and forth. Anything we can think of people should
whatever
do or not do.
Whatever pops in our heads about landing pages that everyone should know.
Yes. So
ready, Stelly?
Yeah, let's get started.
All right.
So I'll go first. The first tip on landing pages, don't waste too much time on it. Version one, do it in like 5 minutes, go.
And I'm going to give you the best hack. Copy a competitor, word for word if you have to. Just don't jack their stuff.
Good one. My next tip on landing pages is go to a fucking Starbucks. Once you've put it together, even if it's just on a piece of paper, you've mucked it up, you've written down the words, go to a Starbucks or coffee shop and just show it to a number of people and ask them, if you landed on this page, what do we do? What is compelling about it? If you had to explain it to the person next to you, how would you explain it?
All right, riffing on you again. ask a relative.
Ooh, a non-technical relative?
Non-technical relative.
Nice, I like that. That's challenging. That's going to be challenging to people. My next tip on landing pages is ask yourself who is the persona, who is the type of person that I want to attract to you, who is my customer, and then make sure that the choices you've made align with who that person is. So if your customer is like some super senior executive in large, very like conservative organizations, don't have a pink landing page with a few young teenagers. Like a lot of times people use stock photos and color schemes that if you ask yourself, who are they serving? It's just complete misalignment between the color scheme and the images and who the customer is. So make sure that you've thought about the customer, and then you make sure that the colors, the images, all of this speaks to the customer.
Yeah, I mean, for example, if you've got a product that helps people with hearing, right? There's a demographic for it.
Yes.
Right? You probably want to capture people that really have that problem. And it's a shame when I see like, you know, that's usually for more elderly people, right? In most cases. And I'll go see middle-aged people on those sites. Now, if they tested it or something and it worked better, great, good for them, right? As always, test things. But when you don't have volume or anything, you have to make the best guess. The best guess, as Stelly was saying, is aligned with your audience.
The next tip that I'm going to give is say what the fuck it is you're doing and say it early.
Okay, let's go good and bad on this.
Yes.
Give a bad one.
A bad one is the future of content marketing as your headline.
World-class content marketing software.
Is that a good
one? That's a bad one.
That's a bad one. Yeah, but, bad ones. Okay, I was like, I was confused. I was like, is this a good one for you? What the hell? All right, so another bad one would be the world-class analytics, content publishing, and automation software for marketing and sales professionals. Like something like that. It's super
really long and windy, doesn't make any sense.
Super broad, includes everything that they could think of.
Yeah, so if we're staying negative, I think one of my biggest pet peeves is when people just say something generic. Like the fastest way to create a project, right? Mm. Or the fastest way to complete a project, okay? And then they don't back it up. So that's usually bad unless you're backing it up. And even then, it's usually bad, and it's not a value prop people care about anymore. Fast, cheap, whatever, they don't care.
Everyone
can say that.
I like that, and I like that because I'm going to piggyback on that for something else I don't like, which is the promise of solving a problem that's very small to people. Like, you know, ask yourself, are people really dying because creating a project takes too much time? Is that really the problem people care about? Is that what keeps them up at night? Oh my God, I wish there was a way to create a project a little bit faster. Like, that's not what keeps people up. So, and that goes back to whatever it is that you're solving, go out there and talk to customers, do customer development and figure out what is it that they truly are passionate about and what do they truly care about versus what are the nicey to haves, and don't put words in people's mouths. Hey, if we could do this faster, would you like that? Of course people will say, sure. But does this keep you up at night? Are you going to give me $100 right now if I solve this problem? Nope. That's not as important.
So the related one to that is, you know, in your copy, focus on how you can be a painkiller, not a vitamin, right? Vitamins tend to have those generic copy and those things that people don't care about. Painkillers are like when you see it on the page and you just think if some – like people – all you got to think when you see a landing page really is like – and I guess we're back on the tip. So it's like look at the landing page, look at the copy and be like, can someone understand what problem it solves for them? Because if they can't, it's likely the landing page is not very effective.
Next tip is if you are incredibly creative and funny, use it. If you're not, don't.
So don't try to be cute.
Don't try to be cute. Don't try to be different. Don't try to be funny for the sake of those things. If it's effective and if you're great at it, awesome, awesome. I've seen some landing pages that are really wacky and cool and effective, awesome. But I also see people that are just trying to force that, and you look at it and you go, oh my God, why are they doing this? Like, this is obviously a really bad idea. And when you ask them about the numbers back up that this isn't just working. But people have fallen in love with the quirky line there, and they've convinced themselves that it's brilliant, but it's not about that. It's about results.
Okay, another one, logos. Like, these companies use us.
Yes.
Every SaaS tool is used by every company now. So the logos are everywhere, and you can get logos really easily. I've tested it, and logos in most markets, most sites, don't actually help you anymore.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting one. One that I didn't know.
Person, quote, logo, all good.
Huh.
Right? Because it's tied together, use case, people. But when it's just a bunch of logos, they don't mean anything.
Yeah. Oh, on that tip, don't fucking lie. Please. And to me, one way of lying is when you're trying to be super cheeky in the sense that you use, you know, Coca-Cola's logo, and then there's maybe some person that makes a quote that's like, I don't even know a good example.
This is as easy as drinking a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Or sometimes you can just tell if you really read what's going on, you can tell they try to trick you here.
Yeah.
Or they use some bullshit thing. Yeah. And this is a lot of times the case with the S scene on. And then you look at it and it's like, yes, the founder as seen on, and it's basically this industry was covered by Forbes magazine.
Not your company.
Not your company. Don't fucking lie to me or trick me, because if I find out, that's the start of distrust. Our relationship.
Yeah.
Distrust. That's a shitty way of starting a relationship.
So they
don't
need to
do
trust
it.
You right when they hit the landing page.
Yeah.
And in some markets, it's tougher, like finance and stuff like that. Right?
Again, if you there's an exception to this rule, which is if you're exceptionally funny and you know what you're doing. There's a guy out there that's like a internet marketing dude, and he has his landing page said something like, John enjoys reading, and then it's like Time Magazine and all these things. He also has read books. And if you just look at the logos, it looks super impressive. But then if you read it, it's funny, right? It's funny, and it works because he's selling to a specific audience. Yeah. He had a little bit of wit. He's like, ha-ha, this is funny. This guy is smart.
Yes.
But it was not like this guy's trying to trick me necessarily, right? Yeah. So it's a fine line. But don't lie to people. Don't put in anything that's deceiving.
I think the tip I'm going to give on this one, the next tip I'm going to give is that something you said, but we should make it a tip, which is whatever we say could be completely opposite for your site and your audience, right? Yes. These are just tips of things that people generally don't think about. Usually these are, SaaS sites or even like e-commerce sites make a lot of these similar mistakes. So I just wanted to point that out and make sure people knew that regardless of the tips, like you got to learn and do things for your audience. I think that's probably the best tip is learn about the audience. So if you're scared to talk to them or pop up surveys on your site or anything, one easy way to learn about your audience is just look at Google Analytics and see where they're coming from. You could probably learn a ton, about them just based on where they're coming from, right?
I love that. I'll piggyback on that, which is, Heaton is right. The only person that truly matters is your customer, right? Their opinion, the results you're generating. With that being said, if you're seeking advice, make sure you don't seek advice from people that are very different from your customer, right? Yeah. So if your customer is like 12-year-old teenagers, don't go to retired military sergeants and ask them what they think about your landing page. They might have really good ideas and good observations, but their instincts might be totally harmful to the result that you're trying to generate because your audience is so different.
Yeah.
So get advice and get tips from people that are your audience, most and foremost. Not necessarily even just experts. All right, so back to you.
Yeah, I had another one, but I might have lost. Oh, yeah, this is a pet peeve of mine. So pick the right tool for your stage and your speed, right? I hate seeing like really small startups start using Marketo when it's not an appropriate tool for them, when they should be using Unbounce.
Yes.
Or they should be using Squarespace. Or they can just add a page to their WordPress blog.
WordPress, yes.
Right? It's like, or they should be using lead pages because it plugs into WordPress or whatever, right?
Yes.
So I see so many people picking the heavy tool just because someone knows how to use it, but they don't realize how long it takes to set up.
I don't even think in many cases it's because people know how to use it. It's, I think, because people have this perception that if they buy something,